cinch.
Are your personal affairs a mess? This is part three in a three-part series. Hello, this is Stephanie L.H. Callahan of Callahan Solutions, and you can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Now, for the last couple days, we've talked about how it's interesting that many entrepreneurs and business owners spend the majority of their time completely consumed by their business and neglect their personal life. And balance is important, and you need to find systems and tools to be able to help you do that. In the last few days, we've talked about getting filing systems that work for you. So action systems, reference systems, and knowing when to throw things out. I've told you about a couple different tools as well. AboutOne.com or FindIn5Seconds.com to get your reference systems in order. And we've also talked about financial management, and I mentioned Mint.com and a few other iPhone apps. So if you didn't hear those recordings, check through my stream and you'll find two others on this topic. But today we want to talk about taking care of you. You see, you are the only you that you have, and you need to get your health in order if it's not. We hear this all of the time, but it still holds true. Do you have some medical concerns that you've been ignoring? Find a professional that can help you get better. Do you need to eat better or exercise more? Create a system to make it happen. The healthier you are, the easier it is to manage everyday activities. The longer you let small medical concerns slide, the faster they can become big things that tax you, your family, your finances, and your business. Now, P.T. Barnum, in his book, The Art of Money Getting, said, "The foundation of success in life is good health. That is the substance of fortune. It is also the basis of happiness. A person cannot accumulate a fortune very well when he is sick." I couldn't agree more. In fact, I've experienced my own health issues in the last few years, and it's become quite apparent that burning the candle at both ends is never a good idea. There are a number of sites that are all over the net that can help you, and a nutrition exercise coach can also make a huge impact. I'll tell you that Kyle Shay, KyleSHay.com, has changed my life. Now, there's also a few different iPhone apps that can help you get in shape too. There's one called iPersonal Trainer. There's one called Fitness Free. There's one called Crunch Foo, CRUNCHFU. Or if you're smoking and you want to quit, you could also look into the app called Quitter, QUITTER, or My Quit Coach. If you take control of your personal concerns, you'll have more confidence and peace of mind that the right things are happening. It's important to learn how to manage your time effectively and get organized so that you can focus on the most important things in your life. If you don't, you won't be any further ahead next year. One of the sayings that floats around frequently are, some people make things happen, others watch things happen, and still others say, "What happened?" Who do you choose to be today? If you're not sure how to get your business or life organized to free up your time, make more money, and experience life, I encourage you to take action and contact us for a laser telephone strategy session. Why be time-pressed and struggle when you can easily get more done with less stress? And I'd also like to hear what you've thought of this series. Has anything rang home? Or do you use any of these tools? Or are there tools that you use that I don't know about? I'd love to hear it. This is Stephanie Callahan of Callahan Solutions. Productive and Organized will help you find your way. You can find me at productiveandorganized.net. Thanks, have a wonderful day, and to your success.